Glory to Jesus Christ. We have second Sunday of the Great Fast, and it means that we spent already 2 weeks fasting and going somehow deeper, trying to go deeper to our spiritual life, trying to establish this more intimacy with God. And probably each of us had this intention to go deeper, to do something for our soul, for our relationship with God. This is always good intention which we have in the beginning. Another thing is that, well, what is reality? And many times, you know, it is like we have so huge goals that I am going to do during Great Fast this, and in the end of first week it goes down, after the second week down, down, and then again up in the end of the Great Fast. And we know that. And sometimes this understanding that we are not able to fulfill all our desires, all our goals which we have during the Great Fast, makes us somehow not able to keep this fire in our souls, in our hearts. We give up many times very easily. One man, he, like in 2 days or 3 days ago, I read this, his stuff on his blog. One man he wrote, he said, again this year, I found something what I knew about myself. I am not able to keep my resolution, these goals, because again, I failed in this fast. I am down, and I see myself that I'm like a paralyzed man who has no power to do something. He was really very judgmental. He judged himself very strictly. But it caught my attention because we heard in gospel of this paralyzed man who probably would love to go to see Jesus with the other people who gather around, but he couldn't. He was paralyzed. He was not able to walk to go. But he had 4 friends who carried him to Jesus. And maybe if we think about these our limitations we feel in our spiritual life, these are weaknesses we experience. Maybe we would wish to have 2, 4 friends, even more, who would help us in our weakness and to bring us closer to God, to be really healed, because we know that we are not those beings which God has in his mind. That we are not perfect yet, but this desire is in our, it's in our minds, in our heads. And, but church offers us those friends. Church, through this experience of saints, through this ascetical experience, church offers us not only 4, but many friends who can help us to be healed. And because we had this number 4, I chose like these 4 friends, which we can find in advices for base of our spiritual life. So let's, what can be our first friend? We were talking about this during the week of the first week of the Great Fast. This first friend can be for us fear of God, this deep respect for God, This deep respect, which comes out from understanding who we are and who God is. This huge respect, even fear, when we stand in front of our Creator and we know that everything what we are, what we have, it's given for us. During Tropar's priest prays prayer, and he says that in prayer, thanks God, because he says, you created us on your image and you adorn us with all gifts. It's amazing. It's so humbling to read these words, to realize that God gave me everything and I'm not able to use it. Yeah, I couldn't care about this, and it is only because I don't respect him too much. I try to put myself to position that I am like God and I am ruler of my life. I don't put myself to this position when my words, you are my Lord, are true. I say, you are my Lord, but I am doing my stuff. We are saying, you are my Lord, but we have our own will. So first, friend, to develop this correct understanding who we are, who God is, this deep respect and fear of God, it's important. Without that, we cannot start spiritual life. It's not my statement. It's statement of Holy Scripture, it's statement of all those who really went through spiritual growth. The second friend can be and should be something what is, again, essential for spiritual life. It is simpler life. It means that I will try to test what is in my life and to remove what is not necessary. There's a lot of things, but I have to ask myself this question. Do I must visit or to have to attend all meetings? Do I have to need to do all those things which steal my time? Do I need that? It's really essential for my life. So essential that I am wasting with my time, which I can give to God. If we are filled with world, there is no room for God. This is another basic rule of spiritual life. If you want to have God in your life, if you won't feel God, if you won't be to see this God's act in your life, at first you have to let him in. But if we are full of this world, there is no room for him. So simpler life, which gives more room for God. Third, friend can be to learn from those who walk in front of us. To take example from those people who are holy. It's in practical reasons they say, this teacher of spiritual life, have a friend, choose a friend, and they mean choose. For example, in Great Fast, the suggestion for us to read Saint John Climacus, because he gives this almost like a science, step by step, how we should grow in spiritual life, and he gives us tools, and he gives us understanding of this mechanism of spiritual work. So fourth, the third thing is to have a friend and to ask him, how did you get there? And we should always like have this relationship with somebody who is able to show us the way. And fourth thing is prayer. Prayer, which is prayer of a person who feels that I am not able to move by myself. I am not able to solve my problems. I'm not able to remove things which cause wounds for me. I'm not able because I feel so powerless. And from this state of soul comes out prayer. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. This prayer of heart, prayer of person who suffers because of this paralyzed state, is something what brings God's grace. There are several more friends which are useful for our beginning again, restart of spiritual life. But if we have those four friends, fear of God, simplicity of life, friend who can teach us, and prayer, if we use help of those four friends, they will bring us to God's feet directly in a few days. Those who teach us spiritual life, they say only those few things can bring you to perfectness and to healing and can give you a new heart just in a few days if you use them. So if we feel down, if we feel that, well, I should probably do more in this great fast, if I feel that, yes, there is a space I have to fill in my intimacy with God, if I want to enter to this deeper unity with God, remember, we need help. We cannot just put this suggestion to our heart that, well, it will be. We have to accept help. So, try it. And I guarantee you, if you try to use help of those four friends, you will feel change very soon and very fast. And you will be very thankful for their help. Amen.